721 at WEOL. Time for Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. It's brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. And we're joined by Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
We had hoped to do better for the Tribe. We're getting out. This offense needs to get going somewhere. Our pitching, you know, on occasion, good, not so good. Give us a little recap of this weekend against the Twins.
Yeah, you go into Minnesota, you know, you have the expectation you've got to win two out of three. We just weren't able to do it. One of the things that's been difficult the early part of the season is getting those two-out base hits on offense. We just haven't been able to do that. And I think more importantly, however, is Corey Kluber has made three starts, and we haven't won any of the games, and he has pitched outstanding. So when Corey's on the mound pitching very well, we need to make sure we get a victory. And, you know, we made our first error of the year from our infield, so we've been playing halfway decent defense. Just those two-out base hits have been hard to come by.
It's amazing how difficult it is for a pitcher to get a win sometimes. It doesn't always reflect in the, you know, wins and losses how well he's pitched.
No, exactly. That's why you have to look at other statistics, you know, ERA, and that even at times is a little deceiving. You know, how many hits is he giving up per innings pitched? How many walks, strikeout ratio, things of that nature. All those things with Corey Kluber are obviously outstanding. It's just we haven't scored any runs for him, and that's a tough one. We should go into Minnesota and should have begun this 9-game, 3-city road trip by taking a series. But so we're now 1-2-1 in the series that we've played, and we get it going again starting tonight. 3-game set against the Chicago White Sox. Trevor Bauer on the mound. You've got Corey Kluber against their ace Chris Sale Wednesday afternoon baseball, which should be a terrific matchup.
And over the weekends, Danny Salazar came back up.
Danny pitched outstanding, yes. Danny Salazar came up from AAA after one outstanding start down in Columbus, and just continued on. Pitched nothing like he did in spring training. A completely different guy, striking out 10, really having his the velocity right from the first pitch on, really overmatching the Twins hitters. And that was really good to see that he can be absolutely electric. And now we just, you know, work to find the consistency you need to be an effective pitcher at the major league level. And if he begins to do that, you know, we've got another one to add to that list of young pitchers. He's only 25. That really will help us down the line.
Did I see there Carlos Santana reached a milestone over the weekend? Did he?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe I'm not aware
of it. Right. Maybe I was reading old news or something. I thought it's like 100th, his 100th home run or something
well,
like that.
Well, let me think. 30, 60. I don't know if he's there yet.
All right. Okay.
He's had two seasons where he's hit 27. He might be a few shy of that. Yeah.
I won't trust everything I read on the
Brandon. Internet. Brandon Moss has more than 100. I'm not sure who that was.
All right, well, let's leave that for another time.
Something I missed, yes. No, something
it's impossible.
I missed.
Well, I think Bruce missed it. Hey, Bob, I noticed that Yan Gomes was out at Luke Easter Park. What's that program all about?
Well, one of the things that we want to do in our efforts to foster the game of baseball with the youth of Northeast Ohio, a lot of people may not know that we completely fund the high school, the 11 high schools in the city of Cleveland's boys baseball and girls softball programs. There would be no baseball or softball in the city schools in Cleveland if we were not there to completely fund it. And therefore, we're committed beyond that in the summertime with the Cleveland Baseball Federation and the RBI program and and therefore you need fields for these kids to play. So the field renovation project is just an extension of our commitment to youth baseball. We were at Luke Easter Park and built a mound. Both John Adams and Benedictine High Schools play their home games on those fields, and believe it or not, they didn't have a mound for the kids. That's just not right. So there's a company called Mott's that came in to assist us with our employees from Sports Time Ohio, also a Key Bank that were there to assist, and we had some fun just fixing the fields, painting the bleachers, getting the benches going, all the things that, make the park much more enjoyable for kids and their families.
We're talking with Bob DiBiasio this morning with our Tribe Talk and Trivia. And Bob, Craig, can you read what I found on the internet there? What does
it says that Carlos Santana hits 100th homer in Cleveland Indians loss to the Twins on Sunday.
So,
wow.
There you go.
There we go.
Unbelievable.
Breaking news. I got a little up on Bobby. I feel so interesting there.
So, I was stumped. Unbelievable.
Well, let's see if
that
we can.
That could be our trivia question today, but we already gave it away.
Yeah, we already gave the answer away, is there? Well, as a prize, Bob, you'll get to be on the Jerry Kipnis show probably sometime this season, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm hoping. That's a dream come true. Yeah.
I guess the second episode's going to be, or is it out there? It'll be the first one with Michael Brantley, the second one featuring Nick Swisher. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably going to be something funny. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Jason does a nice, really fun job with that. Again, to have guys who are willing to extend themselves, to just share their personalities with the fans, it's really a lot of fun.
It kind of relaxes them, and if they have fun off, doing that sort of thing, it's in a weird way, it kind of does translate into sort of the clubhouse and the field, and it kind of hopefully for a winning situation. Let's get coming up next. We're going to get our trivia question from Bob.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, we're going to get some trivia this morning from Bob DiBiasio as we give away a four-pack of tickets to the Sunday, May 10th game, the Twins taking on the Indians. That's a KeyBank Kids Fun Day, first KeyBank Kids Fun Day of the season coming up. Again, these are four tickets for May 10th. Bob, what's our question this morning?
Okay, name the first designated hitter in Tribe history. Who was the first DH in Tribe history? I'll give you the year. It was 1973 when the DH was instituted in American League Baseball.
Who was the Indians' first designated hitter? That's our question this morning. 3220930 or 2460930. First caller in with the right answer gets the win. Bob, thanks for the time this morning. And don't fire anybody for that information you did not receive about the Carlos Santana, okay? Take it easy.
You got it.
Take it easy.
Thanks for keeping me informed, boy.
Thanks very much, Bob. All right.
Take care. Have a good week.